This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Let's get over to Alice Alvey. Alice, so good to have you on live. Everyone thought we were live last week, but we actually pre-recorded it. So now you're officially on live. You're back. So glad to have you.
Yes, it's great to be back. Thank you. So a couple of quick things, because everybody's trying to close loans. So I think somebody was talking about ramping up the speed when you listen to this, because I got to hurry up and take apps and close loans, right? Yes. It is crazy out there. So a couple of quick things about the CFPB. You heard Rob Van Rapport talk a little bit about the three initiatives that they came out with. And I wanted to just elaborate a little bit so that folks have some context with this. I think the main thing to know about this whistleblower protection is it's an actual change to the Dodd-Frank Act. So it has to be a bill that will run through Congress, and they've submitted a draft already. And when I took a look at the draft, if you are a whistleblower and the monetary value that the CFPB gains, so if the monetary penalty to the lender or lenders is at least $1 million, which doesn't take much to hit in the world of, you know, regulatory impact, you could earn as much as $50,000 as the whistleblower. And the amount that they would pay the whistleblower would be anywhere from 10 to 30%. So if you had a multi-million dollar area that you wanted to be the whistleblower on a particular lender, that they have capped that the whistleblower would earn a maximum of $10 million. So, I mean, it's huge money that is sitting out there in this proposed piece of legislation. So just wanted folks to be a little bit aware of that. Then there's this advisory opinion piece that they're pulling together, which I do think lenders will need to make sure when these actual procedures are published. We'll talk about them on the show here so you get a chance to see how this will work. But it is an actual process of you would submit a request for an advisory opinion from the CFPB, potentially through their website. Then they would pull together a response, and the response would be public and published in the Federal Register so that it isn't just a single lender opinion, although lenders could still submit their own individual opinions. So we're hoping lenders get on the bandwagon and say, all right, I would like this. I'm willing to have that. My effort with CFPB will be a public opinion that everyone will benefit from. So we'll be watching these closely as we learn more about them. And then last but not least, last Tuesday they did hear arguments for, some headlines refer to it as the legitimacy of the CFPB. It really is just, you know, can the president get rid of the director of the CFPB other than for cause? And so they heard the arguments. We have four conservative justices and three liberal justices right now. Did I have my math right for who's actually on the court? Which means if they all vote in their direction, we can expect that there may be some change to the law that would allow for the president to change the head of the CFPB. So it's not a big dramatic impact to all of us because, you know, right now there's other things going on, and the president has dealt with Craninger for a while, and we're not sure that there would be a change. We've got an election coming up anyway. So we'll let you know in June what they actually decide, but don't expect that that's a big impact, and it's not going to do away with the CFPB or Dodd-Frank.
That's the most important part. A lot of people think, is this going away? No. Not at all. But what is really interesting, this whistleblower thing could awaken the enemy from within. I am aware of a company where an employee turned in, an ex-employee turned in someone, and it is causing for some tremendous struggles and tribulation within them. And if they now start incentivizing this, oh my gosh, that is, I don't see anything good coming out of that, Alice. For us lenders, we got enough things, we got enough risk on the outside. What are we going to do if we start having incentivizing whistleblowers within? So anyway, very concerning. Don't like that. Anyway, so good to have you back, Alice Alvey.
All right, great.
CMB Vice President of Education and Training at Union Home Mortgage, our very own Alice Alvey. So good to have you back. Thank you for the legislative update. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Finastra, Lenders One, Mortgage Collaborative, the CMLA, Indicom, as well as Incelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, AI Assist, Celebrity Home Loans, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Modex, Velma, Vendor Surf, and Vidyard. Have a great week, everyone. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.